All right, set to get Troy Rank on, who did an outstanding job yesterday in reporting all this, and maybe can shed some more light on the Broncos story in relation to the Ravens story. As the breaking news is, the NFL canceled the Ravens practice scheduled for this morning. The Ravens last practiced the Saturday before the Titans game, and they're currently scheduled to play in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. The Ravens' travel plans are up in the air with snow forecasted in Pittsburgh coming up tomorrow morning. And so a game that has been moved twice could end up being moved again, perhaps to the end of the season, a week 18. Right, Mark? Do you think that game will continue to be moved? It won't be forfeited.
No.
It continue to be moved.
There could be movement on that game to that week 18 potential. Yes.
All right. So I'm sure every Bronco fan is asking, why does that game continue to get moved and the Broncos game wasn't? Troy Rank joins us now to make sense of all of it. Thank you, Troy. Good morning. So, what is the difference?
Yeah, I understand the frustration of Bronco fans after watching that travesty of a football game yesterday. The reality is this. The NFL has made it clear through memos and communication with teams, they will not move games for competitive balance. So if you wipe out a position room and it was through, you know, contact tracing, that falls on the responsibility of the team. The NFL was saying when the Broncos played yesterday, our protocols work. You didn't follow them. Tough. That is essentially the message they gave the Broncos. And I think they did it to send a message not only to the Broncos, to the rest of the league, frankly, that they're in the business of playing football games. 256 in 17 weeks, possibly a dump into a week 18, but they're getting these football games played. The second thing, why is it different from the Ravens? The reason they would move a game, and they've laid this out, you know, and people can be frustrated with this, but the reason they move games is if a team has an outbreak or if a team is struggling to contain the virus. So a lot of people on social media asked me, why did the Patriots game get moved when it looked like it was only for two players in the case of Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore? It was because they had cases like each day and they hadn't practiced. So the league deemed that as a team struggling to control the virus and a safety issue because they didn't want a team to play a game without practice. That's what I think is going to happen with this Ravens game, is the safety issue of not practicing and the COVID outbreak. That is viewed differently. Now, whether it should be is a completely understandable debate, but they do not see it the same when they're trying to relate it to competitive balance. They will not move games over that reason, and that's why the Broncos, despite their pleas to move the game, got stuck playing without a quarterback yesterday.
So you think that maybe they'll invoke the Week 18 kind of window and move this game? They think that's going to happen?
Well, I think it's definitely in play now, because of the fact they haven't practiced. And, you know, by definition, they continue to struggle to contain the outbreak. It's not stopping. I mean, when you just have a positive here, you had like eight early in the week and then a positive, then another positive. That is literally the definition of struggling to contain the virus. So by their definition and previous memos, you know, this Ravens game would be a candidate to be moved. The other option is they play 15 games for some teams, do winning percentage for the playoffs, and add an eighth playoff team. You know, and they just try, they don't deal with a week 18. They tried adamantly not to deal with a dump into week 18. So the one off, the second version of this, Mark, is I doubt they'd want to lose the Steelers Ravens. That's a marquee matchup. But just some teams would play 15 games and you'd add an eighth playoff team and go from there. You know, that, I think, a lot of things are in play now with this Ravens game that the league hasn't had to consider for months, frankly.
There's no doubt that the Broncos were used as an example here as to what not to do for the rest of the league. Was there any sense that you got that the NFL was also punishing the Broncos for not having their ownership house in order?
Right, it feels like that. And that's, you know, when you connect the dots, I've said this and it is just my opinion. It's hard for me to believe if Pat Bowlen was the Pat Bowlen figure I covered that this would have happened to the Broncos because of his stature in the league. You know, whether that's my opinion, the league would say no, that this is by letter of the law. The Broncos violated mass protocol, the ever-changing mass protocol. So let's be clear here. You know, they violated it, and by letter of the law,
they were without their quarterback room, and we're not changing it for competitive balance. If Pat Bowlen's in charge and he goes to him and says, listen, I understand the letter of the law, but we did everything possible during that New England week to get the league through a very difficult time. We lose our bye week after practicing. We move schedule. And then by letter of the law, you're basically forcing us to play a game where we have no chance. And it feels like to me, again, this is just my opinion based on the gravitas Bowlen had in league circles, that they would have said, you know what, we'll move this to a Tuesday so you can play it and have a chance to play. That's just my opinion. But the Broncos, you know, they put themselves in position by being a team that has not been relevant since 2017, frankly. And they were an easy team, an easy mark to make an example of. And that's where we were, you know, and it's unfortunate because yesterday's game, but they don't care about, everyone says that this is a farce of a game. How can the NFL do this to the brand? If they cared about competitive balance, would the Jets still be playing a schedule right now? It's never mattered. There's terrible teams every year. It was just, we see it here because it's personal. We see the Broncos play, but you know, Cleveland for 15 years could tell you, you know, there was a competitive balance issue. The Lions, you know, a few years ago, the Jets. So competitive balance wasn't going to win the argument. But I think Pat Bowlen's gravitas, for me, would have won the argument.
Who's to blame? Is this on the quarterbacks? Is this an organizational structure issue? Like, how do we look at this as fans of the Broncos? And how do we say, you know, this happened. Who's to blame? Why did this happen? And how did they let this happen?
No, it starts with leadership, and Vic Fangio did take some of the blame yesterday and said he hasn't communicated the message clearly enough, the seriousness of it. And part of it is the guidelines have changed as we've all lived in society with this, as the pandemic has had this second, or however you determine, third surge. The goalposts have moved, you know, in terms of mask mandatory at the facility 100% of the time, different protocols. And the Broncos have stayed in intensive protocols since Curtis Motkins tested positive. So their leadership has done some good things with this. It hasn't like they've thrown their arms in the air and, you know, whatever happens, happens. Vic has been very prudent and cautious in the way he has followed this pandemic and the way he's, in every instance but one, canceled practice. But in this case, you do have to put it some on him as the coach of the team, some on, you know, Joe Ellis and John Elway as leaders of the organization, and certainly the quarterbacks. I think Drew Lock, I commend him for admitting it. Just say, I made a mistake, we move on. And I mean, there's no sense in continuing to argue it. They made a mistake. And I do think, while some people are crushing them, and I understand that, the quarterbacks, it is hard for me to crush people because it's hard to break habits that you've had your whole life of not wearing a mask and sitting around and watching film as a football player. I get it. They should have had him on 100% of the time, but that's just a hard habit to break in a rule that's kind of changed over the last 4 weeks. That's just the reality we see in society every day. You know, some people have masks on all the time. Some people, I walk into the grocery store and they don't have masks, or they're having a conversation in the front of the store, and you're just like, that's the society we live in. But it does come back, and it's a reflection of leadership and a bigger, you know, that we've felt like the Broncos have been rudderless, Mark, at times over the last 4 years. And now it's reflected in times that they're play on the field. It's reflected in things at times that happen off the field. And it's not a good look. You know, even if we do feel like they got picked on by the NFL, it's still not a good look.
There was video, by the way. There was video of that room and the guys in the room that the NFL looked at to help form their decision. Would the Broncos help themselves by releasing the video so that maybe we could all judge whether or not this was a fair move by the NFL, or if it was kind of ticky tack? Do you think the Broncos released the video?
Well, no, I do not, but because I think that at that point you then are in World War III with the NFL.
Yeah, that's a
war, I mean,
yeah.
That would be kind of like the Raiders. Like, you just, if you do that, then you're said, I'm picking this fight with the NFL. I don't think the Broncos need that right now. They got enough issues going on just with the on-field product to be fighting with the league. I will defend the Broncos in this way, Mike. It's my understanding from sources yesterday, multiple sources, the Broncos turned over that video of the quarterbacks to the league, it's my understanding, on Thursday. So there was an expectation they would have an answer and a league review by Friday. So they could have had Hinton or whomever practice at quarterback Friday and Saturday. The fact that they learned it Saturday minutes before practice really put them in a tough spot. Now, again, I'm not saying they didn't violate the protocol, but the league did them no favors because the Broncos willingly turned this over. I mean, they could have been like, hey, I can't find the video. Somebody lost it. Oh, the file won't download. You know, they could have dragged their feet and maybe got through Sunday and then been fined heavily today by playing a, you know, maybe playing a player that had violated contact protocol or COVID protocol. But they turned it over and there was an expectation they would have an answer on Friday and they get it Saturday afternoon. That's where I do think the Broncos in that scope have a real beef with the NFL. Not only did you make an example of us, you gave us no chance to prepare by when you told us the decision.
Troy, thank you very much. Great reporting. Appreciate it.
You got it. See ya.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.